Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Senior Center Coordinator, Program Coordinator, Melissa Colby. I think I got it all in there.
You did.
It's a Friday. I mean, it's been one of those kind of weeks. Yep. But it's Grow Green Day. You're wearing your light green.
Yes.
Jennifer Wilson just talked about it. You're another one of the fortunate ones who's on air during the day.
We are, yes. That actually worked out in our benefit, didn't it?
Well, tell us, I guess, the Senior Center involved with that.
Yes. Yeah, so Grow Green is just an amazing opportunity for nonprofit organizations within the Manhattan community. It's given to us by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And so what it's about is, so today, any donations that are made through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to those participating nonprofit agencies, which the Senior Center is one, will receive a 50% match for those funds. So any donation that's a minimum of $25 up to $1,000 will receive that 50% match. So that's just, as a nonprofit organization at the center, that's, again, just an amazing opportunity for us to fundraise. Last year, with the community's help, we were able to raise $15,000 for an endowment fund. So we were actually the third in the number of individual donors that day. So we were very proud of that and so, so thankful for the generosity of the community members who donated. So, it's today only, and there's three easy ways that they can donate. So they can, the easiest is just to go online, growgreenmanhattan.com, and they can make their donation online. If you're not computer savvy, of course, you can come into the center today, and they can drop off their check. So they would make their check payable to the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, make sure it's dated today, and then put the Senior Center fund on the memo line and give it, go ahead and drop that check off at the center, and we'll take care of it over there for you. Or you can go to the atrium of the Colony Square anytime today between now and 7 p.m. tonight and make those donations.
And so, I do want to mention, and I forget, we talked to Vern yesterday live, mm-hmm, and I can't, mm-hmm, remember exactly how many groups are part of this. I mean, it's at least 50.
It is. There's a lot of, very fortunate nonprofit organizations that are able to be a part of this amazing opportunity today. So it's a big day in the world of nonprofit agencies, for sure. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks for updating us again on that.
Sure.
And I know that some other things we thought we'd get into today, too. Alzheimer's,
you've
got a series coming up.
We do. So we have partnered with the Metal Arc Hills Memory Program in order to bring in the Alzheimer's Association out of Topeka. They're going to come in all Mondays in June. So it starts June 5th, and we'll carry through each Monday through the 26th and present the Building Caregiver Confidence Series, which really is a family series that really is about the caregiver, really. I think so often with Alzheimer, people think about the person diagnosed, but they don't realize what that caregiver, what impact it has on that caregiver, the sacrifices that caregiver makes, and just the emotional and physical toll it can have on that caregiver. So this series is dedicated to the caregiver. Each session has its own topic. So the first session is just the basics. So just know what to expect: memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, what's normal, what's not, just kind of the basics of the dementia diagnosis. The second session is understanding and responding to dementia. So again, as the caregiver, how you can understand that diagnosis and then respond to the behavior. The third session is, I can't do this anymore. So every caregiver at some point will get to that point where they just are ready to throw their hands up and say, I can't give it, can't do it anymore. But it's so important for that caregiver to realize that is so normal and that is so natural. And there are so many amazing community resources out there to help. And that's what that session is dedicated to, is to inform the caregiver what is out there, where you can turn to, where you can get help from, and just to really inform that caregiver. And then the final session is about the guilt and grief that the caregiver, again, would naturally go through, the impact that it's going to have on the caregiver, just kind of a what to expect. And it's, again, natural to have these feelings. So just, again, a wonderful series presented by the Alzheimer's Association for the caregiver. The great part is it's free. Although we are asking for pre-registration, and there is a form they can fill out for that pre-registration. It will go out in our newsletter. I'm pretty confident there's going to be a link on our website for that pre-registration form, and they always can contact the Senior Center, and we will make sure to get them that form. So if that is something they're interested in at all, I highly recommend and encourage any caregiver of a family member or loved one, a friend, with that Alzheimer's dementia diagnosis to take advantage of that wonderful series and get informed, network, make those connections. It's so important to find those people who are going through the same things that you're going through. The support is just, it's amazing what that support can do for a caregiver.
Sounds like a terrific series. It's interesting. My oldest sister was just sharing, my mother had Alzheimer's, mm-hmm, and my mm-hmm. oldest sister was just sharing she wished she'd known mm-hmm. now, which, you know, at the beginning, because she just didn't understand it like she needed to, and would occasionally try to argue with my mother over things. And, you know, those are some of the things you
go
over.
Absolutely.
That they don't know half the time what they're saying or mm-hmm. how they're coming across.
Mm-hmm. And so. I have this exact same conversation so often in our support group that we have at the center, where I think a lot of times there's just still that stigma or that unknown about the disease. And so it's just so important for people to have these conversations, to get informed, to be aware of the common behaviors and how to respond to those behaviors, how to pick your battles, and how to just to really cope and deal. So and that it does affect so many people beyond the person who's diagnosed. That is so important to know as well.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, before we wrap up today, I know you wanted to mention Mother's Day a little bit.
Yeah. So again, May will be another exciting and busy month at the center. Everything from our tours and presentations to all happenings. People can always check out our newsletter. They can find that either online. We do keep a very active Facebook page as well, so people can always find out what's going on at the center. And again, I'll remind everyone that our programming is free to members and non-members. So if there's anything that catches your eye, definitely call and check it out. I wanted to mention our Mother's Day celebration that's going to be coming up on Friday, May 12th, I've really tried to create a special day for all mothers. We're going to have the Dress Barn come in and give a fun presentation on accessories and fashion trends for 2017. We have a very nice Mother's Day luncheon planned at the center, which they'll be I don't want to give it away yet, but they'll be serving something that I have never seen on the menu there. So I think that'll be a good lunch. And at 1 p.m., the quartet, the Four Gems, Kathy, is going to be coming in and providing our afternoon entertainment. And so, Kathy, do you want
to? Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I know our quartet has a lot of fun. And we got to talk, and I think one time when Debbie Nuss might have been time and ask us if we'd be interested in singing, and we said sure, we could manage that. So we always enjoy kind of sharing and maybe have some fun things to share with the
absolutely.
Folks.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to you guys coming in, and again, thank you for being available that day and willing to come in and sing for our members and provide some fun entertainment on that special celebration day. So, yeah.
Well, thanks again, Melissa. It's been
absolutely.
Good to get all caught up. And Melissa Colby with us today, program coordinator, Riley County Senior Service Center. And we're going to take a break. We come back from the Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce. Executive Director Darren Sullivan will be joining us. Tulip Festival time. Boy, it's busy this time of year. And again, you're listening to